Brethren, St. Helena, California, November 6th, 1911. Dear brethren, I'm instructed to make inquiry of the leading men in our cause. Are you carrying forward the work committed to your hands in all lines as the Lord would have you? Are there not many branches of the work that will testify that some are not carrying forward the work as the Lord would have them? The word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassions every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Zechariah 7, verse 8 to 10. A strange spirit has been coming in among our people, but now there is to be an awakening. There is to be true, sincere missionary work done for the Jews. A little is being done, but it is as nothing compared with what might be done. There is a decided failure to take hold of this work as we ought. Let the people of the Lord meditate and pray over this matter. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, As I thought to punish you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not, so again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and the house of Judah. Fear ye not. Zechariah 8, verse 14-15. Let us remember that time is short. Tell the people that golden opportunities for service are being neglected. All nations are to be warned and instructed to seek the Lord without delay, for that mighty angel who deceived so many of the angelic host is working untiringly to set in operation his seductive wiles, with which he has deceived millions, and through which he desires to deceive the whole world. The work of which the prophet Zechariah writes is a type of the spiritual restoration to be wrought for Israel before the end of time. Thus saith the Lord, the prophet declares, Let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets. I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, for the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass, that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. Verses 9 to 13, 7, 8.